B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
For the Eagles, the Rams last year, Jared Goff didn't take a snap in preseason. It looks like Carson Wentz won't take a snap this preseason.
After seeing the Super Bowl, he should have.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't help him at all. They only scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. But you have to wonder if it's becoming a trend and if the NFL's concerned about it. But you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WP and Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. The 6 a.m. hour was brought to you by Panther East and Black Cat Fasteners, the area's number one resource for all your tools, supplies, equipment, and fall protection gear, with delivery right to your job site. Call or shop online at PantherEast.com. Andrew in Center City, you're 97.5, the Fanatic. What's going on, Andrew?
Hi, how you guys doing? What's up, Trey? What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Good, man.
So, Trey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Yesterday I heard a story about Andre Dillard getting in his scrum. Apparently he got another one.
Uh-huh.
He got one the day before. So I wanted to know what your thoughts were on, like, how that's going to affect, you know, Andre Dillard himself. Like, would that potentially even hurt his stock? Or if, and how that's going to affect, like, the team? Like, does that kind of a thing kind of pour into the locker room? Does it maybe depend on the coach and how the coach reacts to it? Because I know Chip Kelly, you might not like that, but I don't know how a person like WP might like it, you know?
Yeah, like that's not going to spill over into the locker room, man. Stuff like that happens on the field all the time. Guys get into it, and then you have whatever you're going to have on the field, and then you move on, and then it just breaks up from there. But I don't think this is going to hurt him at all. You know, he's out there practicing hard, and you know, and sometimes you know when guys aren't practicing as hard, then they get rubbed the wrong way. So you know. For me, I would rather have Andre Dillard on and aggressive all the time than to be the type of guy that you got to poke and prod to get going.
Right, right, okay. And I had a quick Phillies point, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
So I love the Charlie Manuel signing. Like, I'm a pretty young guy, so like I fall in love with the Phillies when they won the World Series. So Charlie Manuel's my guy. I'm a little bit nervous with this because I don't really know how I feel about Gabe Kapler, and I kind of feel like almost this is like that it might even conflict with Gabe Kapler, because I feel like they're pretty two different ties, you know? So I don't know what you guys thought about that, like if there's any potential for it to sort of make a conflict between what Gabe Kapler might be saying to the players versus what Charlie Manuel saying to the players.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And Andrew, real quick, before we answer, do you have tickets to FanFest?
I don't, actually. I would love some.
All right, hold on a second, and you'll get them. Yeah, that's kind of the whole thing. Philosophically, are you like doing a 180 here? I don't know. Jamie, you make a good point that the terminology might be different, but maybe the philosophies aren't all that different, and that's what Klentak tried to sell us yesterday.
There's no reinventing the wheel.
But I don't want to say I disagree with you. But I think that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, clearly they're telling them to up. They're trying to hit more home runs, and it's not working.
Right.
You can hit home runs the same way they've done it forever. You think Hank Aaron and Harmon Killebrew cared about launch angle? No, they cared about the fundamentals of hitting, and launch angle follows. As long as you're hitting the ball and driving the ball, the rest comes.
Right.
So it's I feel like we're so hyper-focused on analytics and launch angle. Just boil it down to simplicity.
Yeah,
hitting.
Yeah, last week.
Drive the ball, put it in play.
But that's exactly where I was going. So last week, Gabe Kapler said, you know, we have to look to get up there and not drive the ball, but look to get up there. And then a second later says, you know, and then we have to drive the ball. Are they confusing players?
Mike Schmidt used to say that he swung down on his home runs.
Huh.
Because he was cutting through the ball. Just hit the ball hard.
Cut through the ball is a phrase we always heard. Cut it in half. That's all you ever heard when you were growing up playing
baseball.
Hit it
hard and good things happen.
Put the ball in play.
Who
hit
cares
it hard.
If you're a 26-degree launch angle or a 21. Carlos Santana this year dropped his launch angle 10 degrees, and he's having like a career year.
Yeah.
So I don't give a damn about launch angles. Just hit the ball hard. Stop popping up infield pop-ups.
Let home run hitters hit home runs. Let other hitters hit the ball hard. I mean,
I think it was Andrew yesterday was saying Cody Bellinger and Christian Yelich have said openly that they don't give a damn about launch angles.
Mm-hmm.
How are they doing?
Yeah. Two best hitters in the league.
I think Christian Yelich has 40 home runs.
All right, if you made good money, James, if you made real, I'm sure I can ask this because you have, but if you've made really, really good money in your life and you're retired, is anything you think you could spend $40,000 a month on consistently?
I mean, I could spend $40,000 a month going out to eat.
Oh, really? $40,000 a month going out to eat?
I could do that easily.
Fuel on my yacht.
Fuel for the yacht?
For the yacht, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's that, one Phillip?
Yeah,
did you see the new Jeff Bezos yacht? It's like a floating city.
One
Phillip's probably like $60,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could go out to a different meal every lunch and dinner for a month and ball out and spend $40,000.
That's not bad. Now, you're not taking a whole bunch of people. Addie.
I could do that easy.
Wow. Because there is a former athlete who made a lot of money in his lifetime who has admitted that he spends $40,000 a month on something.
I didn't see this story.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. What do you think the $40,000 a month's going to?
It's not weed, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
$40,000 a month on weed that he smokes in his ranch.
Well, I was going to say, he opened like a weed ranch.
That's how
not like a dude ranch.
No, not a
weed
dude ranch.
Relaxation
not a,
camp.
Not a tough hoe.
So is that
ranch.
Personal weed usage or for his camp?
I just saw that he spends $40,000 a month. No, it said. I thought it said for him to smoke.
That's a lot of weed.
That's a lot.
That can't be for no. It's not smoking. That
can't
much
be
weed,
right. Right? He has to
he
be.
Couldn't
that has
possibly.
To be a business.
Yeah, that's business purpose. And he can't smoke that much weed.
No, $40,000 a month.
It's got to be a business.
Like,
right.
Those are long days. Have you heard Mike Tyson?
I mean, that's
$40,000 a month
that's
in weed
pounds.
Smoking. No, several pounds.
Like, he's not smoking that a month.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God!
So he's spending $40,000 a month. It didn't say anything. I just saw the post real
it's
quick.
It's
got to
be
say,
for the weed retreat.
I would assume, but why would it say what he's spending, not what he's making?
What you
get
a pound for like $1,000? So I mean,
yeah, that's
because
that's a lot of weed.
That's a lot of weed.
A hell of a lot of weed.
That's a lot of weed,
right?
That's Leon Lett levels of weed.
Yeah,
Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll have to check into that story.
Imagine
something came up on Twitter saying, "Yeah, Mike Tyson spends $40,000 a month to get weed to his ranch."
Yeah. No.
Can't be so. Magic Johnson last night. Turned 60 yesterday. He started posting. Jamie, you commented on this last night, right?
I just saw an article. It says Mike Tyson says he smokes about $40,000 worth of weed a month.
All right. There we go.
At his ranch.
Yeah. $40,000
worth of
weed.
How?
Yeah, that's just...
I mean, if you're getting the best weed in the world, how much you spending?
The finest of cheapest.
Even the best weed in the world's only going to cost you, you know, like $75 an eighth. And then, you know, there's, that's a lot of weed.
That, you know, no.
Hey, I'm just telling you what they're saying.
No.
Yes. I don't believe Mike Tyson.
No, I don't believe him on this.
No?
You're calling BS? Yes, I'm calling BS.
Huh. Egan, do me a favor. Try to get Mike Tyson on the line. Find out what's going on with
him. So he has a
podcast.
See if he's coherent. Called Hot Boxing.
A podcast?
Well, that's what he should call it.
Yeah.
The podcast is called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He doesn't look that good either. The picture that goes along with the story, he's all whited out. Now he's got the white beard. And
yeah, he's got the gray beard going on.
Yeah.
There. That face tattoo, man, that's an all-time horrible decision.
Yeah, that was not good. Yeah. There's a story about Mike Tyson. Somebody was having like a movie premiere. It might have been for, I forget what movie it was. But Tyson goes into the restaurant afterwards, after this premiere, and they're having this, you know, highfalutin thing, and he starts lighting up in the middle of dinner.
Yeah, who's going to say something, though?
Somebody.
Who's going to say something?
Good point.
Arnold Schwarzenegger used to have that thing about cigars. He's like, ha-ha, you mere mortals. I can smoke my cigar wherever I want. Nobody's going to tell me no. And he laughed about it. And I'm like, well, the man's got a point.
Yeah.
Who's going to tell Schwarzenegger to put it out?
Yeah, who's going to tell Tyson that?
Yeah, I'll tell Arnold before I go talk to Tyson.
Yeah.
Though. Did you see Tyson when he was at a bar one time? Then they showed him. It was like, no, I don't know if this came out last year, that where he was at a bar talking to someone, and I guess he was showing the guy some hands. And man, just to see the head, the movement on Tyson.
It was compact, and it was as quick and powerful as anything. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, so you let him go ahead and fire up.
$40,000
$40,000.
So
that's
we're going
an
BS on that
amount of weed.
Yeah, that's just way too much weed, man.
So what? So Mike Tyson's been out of the conscious of the, you know, the average sports fan. So he had to come out with a story like this.
You know, I mean, helps the podcast, right? We're talking about hotboxing with Mike Tyson right now.
I guess. So why do you hate Magic Johnson so much, James?
I don't hate him. I think he's the best Twitter follower there is.
Oh, I thought you said last night there was something bad about that.
Trey was a little upset with some of his movie rankings.
Yeah, so,
was he doing stuff in alphabetical order? Or was he doing it?
Yeah, man.
So this is Magic's wild. So it's his 60th birthday, I guess, the other day.
Right.
Did you see it? Rodney P was hanging with him.
Oh, yeah.
And Holly Robinson. And LL Cool J.
Yeah.
So he's doing like a top 60 list. So he came out with his 60 favorite places to travel in the world. He listed them alphabetically.
Right. Number one was Amsterdam.
But then numbered them.
Oh. Well, why? Why do twice the work?
He goes, Magic's top 60 places to travel.
Oh, I just noticed the alphabetically. I thought it was weird.
But then he numbered them alphabetically.
Yeah, that's strange.
It's a real weird move.
And for a guy that has so many businesses, do you really have that much time on your hand? You're ranking top movies, top places to visit. You know, top basketball players or whatever it is. I mean, that's a lot of work. I don't know if I'm doing that when I turn 60, which is a long time away, Trey, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, he owns a lot of movie theaters.
Yeah, he does.
So that kind of would help his business a little bit.
Good point. Maybe he's going to do something for 60.
But his movie list sucked, though.
Yeah. Who did he have as his, do you remember, as his top few?
I don't know.
Hit Philadelphia?
Yeah, he had Philadelphia in there. He did not have Pulp Fiction.
Ah, there was another one that somebody questioned, I thought.
I don't know. Tombstone was like right around.
Oh, that's what it was. You said that last night. Tombstone's a great movie.
Yeah, he had.
And what did he have before that?
He had Sparkle.
Sparkle.
Sparkle was in front of Tombstone.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a big Sparkle fan.
No.
What is Sparkle?
I have no idea.
Nobody even knows. Hey, Patty, picture show. What's Sparkle?
I have no clue. I'm out on Magic Johnson.
Did you, James?
I don't even know what Sparkle is.
Right, okay. Yeah,
it would be a Jennifer Lopez movie.
That does sound like a Jennifer Lopez movie.
It's
That's not bad. Yeah. I'm sure you'll look it up and figure it out.
Sparkle.
Sparkle, yeah. I looked it up. I saw some stuff on it.
So we're talking Eagles. What do you expect tomorrow night? You're going to have to dive deep to see something because you're not going to get many starters, if any. Trey's anxious about the trenches. We talked a little bit about it.
It's a musical film.
Is it?
A musical film, yeah.
Anybody recognizable names?
Inspired by the Supremes. Sparkle is a remake of the 1976 film of the same name, which centered on three singing teenage sisters from Harlem who form a girl group in the late 1950s. The remake took place in Detroit in the Motown era.
Nobody that we know, a name that pops out?
I gave up after that. I closed the tab out.
Whitney Houston was in it.
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Best singer of all time?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, really?
Yeah. She's up there. Yeah, she's probably top three of all time.
But still, though, Tombstone, man, I think.
Tombstone's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
I love that movie. Yeah. All right, so we'll get back into the Eagles. Charlie Manuel is back in the dugout for the Phillies. How do you like that move? Is it a sign that they're moving away from the teachings of Kapler and the thoughts of Klentak? Is it just a stopgap, which Klentak said yesterday? He's only here for the last games. This isn't a long-term thing. Eagles, we got to look deep about what we're going to look for tomorrow night against Jacksonville. So we'll dive into all that. And there is one thing I teased earlier. I brought it up to Trey. It doesn't really bother him. But a lot of kickers, a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, they do something on the grass, James, that kind of bothers me. Or they? I shouldn't say they do something.
Not Mike Tyson grass?
It's almost like... No, not 40K a month grass.
By the way, like he's talking about literally smoking 40 pounds of weed a month.
Hey, we got to break this down. So how much?
That's insane.
40 pounds a month, so that's over a pound a day.
That's
not possible.
No.
Yeah. Unless he's getting it, you know, he might be getting it somewhere where it's really, really expensive.
You know, sometimes, guys, athletes exaggerate.
There was a Chamberlain guy
who exaggerated one time.
No, I don't think so. I think that number was accurate. But anyway, we'll hit in on all that. Time here at the Fanatic is 7:13.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic Morning Show. Farzetta and Trey. Bob Cooney here with Trey Thomas, Jamie Lynch. We got Pat Egan producing, and we have Sam Wilson running our updates. We didn't do a morning poll yet, did we?
Do you believe that Mike Tyson smokes $40,000 worth of weed
a month? There we go. There it is. Egan, if you could throw that up on the...
That is so much weed.
It can't be possible, so Trey. We've got to break this down.
If he's getting your run-of-the-mill weed, it's, you know, let's say roughly $1,000 to $1,200 a pound. That means he's smoking 40 pounds. If he's getting, like, exotic, like... I don't even know if that exists anymore. Can you get a $5,000 pound?
I hope not.
So somebody tweeted in and said, regarding Tyson, if he's a connoisseur of the finest Chiba, at $4,000 a pound, he'd be smoking over 5 ounces a day.
That's a lot of weed. Maybe he's eating as well.
Maybe.
Still, it's a lot. It's a
Maybe lot there's weed. Some edibles in there. I don't know.
No matter how you intake
maybe
it,
he's dabbing,
whatever
maybe
the intake
is, I don't know.
Like, what are you doing throughout the rest of your day? You can't be doing much. Like, all right, this new Madden came out. I'm just going to chill and get this Madden in. And
yeah.
You know.
Oh, my God. Dustin might have an answer for us. Dustin and Willowgrove, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you make of this Tyson stuff?
Hey, Bob, if you're a hoe, you are the nicest hoe I've ever met.
There you go.
Put that out there, Bob.
Tough hoe.
So, he was on the Joe Rogan podcast about a year ago, and he talked about his dream of opening his ranch, where you could go and just do whatever you want on his ranch. It's like he's growing the stuff on the ranch also, but I just read about it when I was on hold that you can't buy it on the ranch, so I'm kind of confused on what he was talking about. Which makes sense. If he's smoking that much a day, he's probably very confusing. So, but it also, it goes on saying where he wants this place to be as big as Coachella gets, where he wants to have music festivals at this place, at this whole entire resort that he's building. He wants like all the above you can think of at a resort plus Coachella combined on one property. That's what his dream was when he was on the Rogan podcast, and they were burning the entire podcast. So you know what? It could be possible that the man is smoking that much a day because he ain't got much to do right now. He's got other people doing his things. And with the hot box thing, Be Real does the hot box video on YouTube. He gets all these people, all these celebrities that come in, and they basically bake out a car. I think they're in like an old Cadillac, and they just sit there and have a podcast while they're baking it out, and they call it the hot box. It's quite entertaining if you guys never watch it.
It sounds like it might be. Dustin, appreciate the call. Thanks. It's physically impossible.
I mean, anything is possible.
All right, Jamie, it's the break it down for someone like me. It's the equivalent of drinking how many beers a day?
Oh, God.
We're not even talking monetary.
You're talking like a day?
Yeah, you're talking like Andre the Giant levels of beer a day for a normal size.
No, seriously.
Like 120 beers minimum.
A day.
Five ounces a day.
Yeah, well, you know you're talking to a non-pot guy, so I have no idea.
Well, 5 ounces a day.
Toughho.net does not.
5 ounces a day. You got to have your crew with you.
Yeah, you'd have to have a lot of help.
So maybe he does. Maybe that's what he's doing, hanging out at the ranch, like Dustin said, doing whatever he wants. So he has a ton of crew coming over, and he's spending $40,000 a month.
I don't know, man. That's still a lot of weed, man.
$40,000 a month? I don't care how much money you made. What are you doing $40,000 a month?
I think it's for the entire ranch. Diane on line one, it says, we smoke, not I smoke.
Ah.
So I think he means his ranch.
Yeah. Okay.
Which would make sense if it's a weed ranch.
That makes sense.
$40,000 a month.
Okay.
Now we get there. Okay.
So cool. Spending a lot of money a year on the weed.
Yeah.
On the weed.
The weed. I always love when Stephen A. Smith talks about it. He's on the weed. The weed? All right.
Anthony from Ridley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. First time caller, I just want to say, I'm a big fan of the show. Listen to guys every morning.
Thanks, bud. We appreciate that.
But I want to talk about, Bob, you were saying, talk some Eagles, dive deep. I want to see a little bit from Clayton Thorson. If we spend a draft pick on this guy, I mean, I don't want to end up like Dornell Pumphrey or someone like that. And I want to see a little bit from him, see if he can make the roster with the Sudfeld injury. And keeping four QBs in the roster is a little bit iffy, but if he could prove a little bit, maybe he can make the team over Cody Kessler.
Yeah, they obviously had it in their mind that they wanted to take a quarterback with that fifth-round pick, and they wind up with Thorson, and you're right. I mean, it's a legitimate pick. Did they want to get Easton Stick there from North Dakota State to back up Carson? Maybe. But you're right. It's a decent pick that you, I don't want to say wasted on a quarterback, but that you used on a quarterback. So I wouldn't mind seeing something from him, but does anybody have confidence we're going to?
Yeah, really. I mean, I've been reading a lot of stuff on, you know, Twitter accounts I follow and Instagram accounts I follow and stuff like that. And they're just saying he doesn't have it, which sucks to see. But we spent a draft pick, so I'm hoping to see a little bit of promise.
Yeah, you'd like to see some promise there, especially now that Sudfeld's down, and I don't think there's any other way to go. It's scary. The backup quarterback, if you don't have Nate Sudfeld, and I hate to go on Jamie's thing, it's scary with the injuries of what you might have to be looking at. Ant, do you have tickets to FanFest yet?
No, sir, I do not.
Oh, do you want some?
Yes, sir.
You got it. Hold on. Wow, so Clayton Thorson's what we're going to have to, like, be keying on here a little bit.
Yeah, cool.
Cody Kessler.
Woo!
He's your bridge to Clayton Thorson.
You think you're going to see Nick Foles?
No, they came out and said no, I thought.
No, they didn't say no. I missed that. Okay.
Yeah. Marcus Hayes was down there, and they came out and said that he probably wasn't going to play.
D-Gun caught up with him?
Caught up with BDN?
Yeah. And I believe it was D-Gun. He's wearing number 7 now.
What's up with that?
He said that number 9 belongs in Philadelphia. It has a special meaning to him, and he wants to leave number 9 here in Philly. So he's now number 7.
Oh. That hits you in the feels, doesn't it?
It's a nice gesture.
Is it?
I guess.
What number did you wear in Jacksonville?
72.
Okay, what'd they give you out in San Diego?
72.
See, that's just because you're one of the greatest left tackles of all time.
It was nice. I don't know. You know, it doesn't mean a whole lot, but, nice gesture.
No, it's cool of
you
him
know,
to
the,
do.
The statue
he resonates
number 9.
With the fan. Yeah, he resonates with the fans here. As well as any current Eagle, maybe more so?
Oh, I mean, he's going to be one of the most beloved Eagles of all time.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. He doesn't even have to. He could kick my puppy. I'd still be like, Nick, it's cool.
He could kick my puppy.
You know, I just tried to, I've been playing the Madden,
The new one?
Yeah.
Who's the player, Tristan or Jake?
Well, Trisha can't play, and I've been whooping Jake real bad.
Have you?
I've been letting him have it.
How do you find the playbook and everything? Pretty awesome?
It's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, right now I just started my season.
Okay. And you play with the birds?
Yeah.
Nice.
Of course, yeah. So I ran the Philly, I threw an interception. It didn't go well.
So but it's in the playbook as Philly?
It says the Philly special or something
okay.
like that.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm not a video guy. That bores me.
Really?
Yeah.
And your son Kyle plays, right?
Oh, Kyle's got. He just got the new. He just the other day in the mail, new headphones came in. He's in there. He sits in the living room, and we're off in another room, and you hear him. He's playing against somebody, talking. He's screaming and hollering. What kind of pass was that? And I look at him. He's got his headphones and a hat on. He's 20 years old, but he looks like he's 11 in there playing. Yeah. I don't know why I never took to the video games. I have a problem with staying focused on stuff.
You might have ADD,
might have it a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, those things happen. Vernon, North Philly, what's going on, buddy? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make, I want to talk about the Eagles, but I want to make a quick comment about the Mike Tyson thing.
Sure.
I am a medical marijuana patient myself.
Uh-huh.
So, the rules... It's a little different. Mike Tyson has the money. He has the ability to buy the best. So it wouldn't be inconceivable that he's smoking at least almost 5 ounces because you can have some strain give you energy. Some strain give you, the psychoactive stuff. He may be taking a multitude of oils that get him right throughout the day, giving some energy or whatnot, and then you have those strains where you are zombie-like or you couch lock.
More into the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for me, I wouldn't be surprised that he's smoking or even having that much on intake? Because if you are considered a medical marijuana patient, they don't really limit you. Well, under PA law, we are limited to no less than 2 ounces per day in a 30-day period. So for him, he may be living in a state where it's recreational, like Las Vegas. And as far as I know, Las Vegas allows you to obtain or hold 3 ounces. If you are a person in the state, you are allowed to purchase up to 3 ounces per day. For out-of-state patients, I believe it's an ounce and a half. So it's not inconceivable that he's taking in that much.
All right. Vern, give me real quick, what are you looking for tomorrow night with the Eagles?
All right. Tomorrow I'm looking forward to really the defensive side of the ball. I want to see the guy that was, I forget his name. No, I believe it was number 74. He was the defensive end. He was wreaking havoc last week. I'm really looking forward to seeing on the defensive side of the ball. I'm especially looking forward to seeing Sidney Jones. I want to see if they can put him out in a few series, because to be honest with you, I think Sidney Jones is going to have a breakout year this year.
That's what Jamie's looking for. Jamie thinks the same thing.
Yeah, I think he will be, because I'm looking at the injury he sustained. It was during his pro day. So given a full year now, I feel like he will be close to somewhat what he was that final year in college, maybe borderline Pro Bowl.
All right, here's hoping. Vern, you have tickets to Fan Fest yet?
Yes, I do.
I'm all right, good man. Can't wait to see you there. Give me some more marijuana knowledge when you come to Fan Fest on August 24th. Speaking of August 24th, yesterday we had another huge announcement, didn't we?
We did indeed.
Yes, we did. And I do not have where I was going here. So, Jamie, you might have to take it over.
FanFest is exclusively presented by FanDuel Sportsbook Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 p.m. We already added Allen Iverson, 11-time All-Star NBA MVP Hall of Famer. Number 3, you love him, you know him, Allen Iverson. He's appearing courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. And we added Philadelphia 76er Tobias Harris. Tobias is courtesy of Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro by T-Mobile now and take advantage of the best deal in wireless, only at Metro. But wait, there's more.
More?
Just added to FanFest 2019, DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson is courtesy of FanDuel.
DeSean Jackson, two of the best athletes ever, DeSean Jackson and Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Back in Philly, though. Feel me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We feel you.
That place is going to be, it's going to be nuts down
oh,
there.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, so yesterday they also had a ticket raid. At 3 o'clock yesterday, put 2,000 tickets on sale. Trey, how fast do you think they went?
Very fast.
2 minutes? 2 minutes.
You say for sale, but they're free.
They're not
free.
For sale. They put them up. Yeah. Yeah. Ticket raid.
Ticket
yeah.
raid.
Yeah. So, yeah, FanFest August 24th. We're looking for everybody to get there. You can't get there without a ticket. Tickets are free. I'll tell you what. You call in. You got a point about Charlie Manuel becoming the new hitting coach for the Phillies. You call in about what you're looking for the Eagles, whatever. Just ask. We can give. We're a giving group. Mark Farzetta isn't, but we are. So we'll give you tickets whenever you need them. Steve from the Poconos. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to call about, you know, the whole Nick Foles is doing a nice thing by the jersey number and all that. I think he's pulling a fast one on.
Oh, like a conspiracy theory. What do you got?
So when he first got out of college, I'm pretty sure he wanted the number 7, but Mike Vick had it.
Yes.
He came back, and I'm pretty sure he wanted it again, but we're probably not going to give it to him because I'm thinking Mike Vick, we might retire his number or something. I don't know. But now he's in Jacksonville. He can get the number 7. Why? Because when he was in high school and college, he wore the number 7.
So it's a little falseness on his side, huh?
Yeah, I think he just kind of threw that in as like an extra thing, but I think he really wanted number 7 all along.
Because he knows we eat everything up and he can do no wrong, so why not?
Huh. Oh.
Why not throw the wall?
A little chum to the Sharks, yeah.
All right, not bad. Steve, wait, you have a thought on Charlie Manuel coming back as hitting coach?
I think next year he'll be our head coach.
Ooh, a vote for Charlie back as manager.
It's happened before.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it happens, then Klintak's gone, right? Because of what he said yesterday. He came out yesterday and said, look, this is short term. This isn't anything long. This is just for the rest of the seven weeks of the season.
I don't think he's going to return as coach. I don't.
No?
I think this is strictly a seven-week job.
You said, what do you got?
You can buy a whole Tuffo.
What's the price on that Tuffo?
It's $699.69.
Is there a review on said hoe?
I don't know. I don't see the review on that said hoe.
It's currently sold out right now, guys.
It's sold out already?
It's sold out.
Hot selling hoe.
Not as fast as the Fan Fest tickets that went yesterday, but it's sold out.
Hot selling hoe.
This item is already out of stock.
I was designing some hoodies over here not long ago.
Tuffho.net. Are you designing? Is that what you're doing?
I was. Yeah,
I wonder what you're doing over there.
Oh, it says, we know Tuffhos. This is the premier Tuffho on the market. Your garden is never going to look the same after you give a little tough love.
Oh, boy. Having some fun here. So we got, who do we have at 8 o'clock? Oh, yeah, Adam Schefter at 8 o'clock. I think it's interesting to ask him about what's going on with all these teams resting starters, Philadelphia being...
The Antonio Brown situation. I didn't watch Hard Knocks last night.
I didn't watch it last night either. I think I watched it.
The Antonio Brown thing is borderline fascinating to me, and yeah. I'm really excited to hear Adam talk about the Dallas Cowboys and what's going on there.
Yeah, so there's a lot nationally going
and Trent
on.
Trent Williams and the Redskins, like the NFC East is kind of like a mess.
Yeah. Absolutely, sorry.
Except for the Eagles.
Except for us.
Yeah.
We're fine. Everything's status quo.
And the owner of the Giants doesn't want Eli Manning to miss a play this year.
That's great.
He wants him to play every game.
That's
every,
good. I like
every
it.
Every snap of every game.
Yeah, I support good. That.
Yeah, so we'll hit on that. We'll hit on Adam Schefter at 8 o'clock. Tell us what you think. Charlie Manuel, you in or you out? What does it mean for the organization? I think mostly everybody's in because we love Charlie. But what's it mean for the organization moving forward? Is this a sign that they're not going to go forward with Gabe? Also, dive into the Eagles. What are you looking for tomorrow night? It's kind of tough, but we'll get into that too, and we'll talk to Adam Schefter at 8 o'clock. Time at the Fanatic, 741.
Farzetta. And Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So, I have like a uniform, I don't want to call it a violation, but like there's a new uniform type of thing that's getting popular in the league.
Uh-huh.
Like kickers, Carson Wentz is one, I don't want to say what it is, but it kind of bothers me. Do you guys know what, I think I told you already what I'm...
No, you didn't tell me.
I didn't tell you, I told Trey. Don't know why it bothers me, but it kind of does. And there's a picture in the paper today of Carson, like, and it's visible.
Like the shooting sleeve?
No.
The throwing elbow pad thing?
No, I don't mind that. That's okay. You know, Allen Iverson looked good in it and stuff like that. It's, you know.
Allen Iverson's going to be at Fan Fest. I don't know if you heard.
I heard Allen Iverson, Tobias Harris, and DeSean Jackson.
I love you.
I don't know right, what
well,
it is.
You might have to think about it a little bit more, but it's just something a little bit that bothers me. No. No.
Malcolm Jenkins had a badass visor yesterday. It was like one of those old school Oakley like fronts where it's like the multicolor.
Oh yeah,
tint. Oh yeah, looked pretty badass.
So Kyle, my son Kyle, went to Lids last week and like went nuts on Eagles hats.
Uh-huh.
Got some real sick ones.
Yeah,
and most of them, the ones that I like the best, Kelly Green.
Yeah.
They have the Kelly Green implemented in there.
It's good work by Kyle wrapping that down in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. He reps. Like nobody's been. Oh, maybe a violation on him, though.
Oh, yeah?
So he's taking over the living room, and he has like a bunch of clothes out that he's going to take down with him and, you know, just getting ready to pack. And I look on the floor, and I see 33 Bird.
Jersey?
blue.
Indiana State. Indiana State. That's kind of cool.
So I didn't think it was a violation, right? That's okay?
That's kind of cool, yeah.
Is that all right?
I think that's cool, yeah.
I think a certain midday show host wouldn't agree, but I thought it was kind of cool. Because those are cool jerseys.
Yeah, that was a cool jersey. And who the hell has an Indiana State jersey?
Yeah, right. I don't like that.
You don't like it? It's a violation?
Yeah, I think it's a violation.
Huh.
That dude tortured the city.
Yeah, well, he didn't see that.
But it was in college. It was his college jersey.
Yeah, it was his college jersey before he tortured the city.
Yeah. It was before he was a jersey.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, tell Kyle to come see me.
Yeah, he will. He'll end you. Zach in Levittown, what's going on, buddy? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good. How are you guys this morning?
Great. How about you?
Good, real good. I just want to hit on a couple subjects. The Gabe Kapler, Charlie Manuel thing. It was pretty much my prime. I just got out of service, Phillies won the World Series, and it was touted that Charlie Manuel was a hitting guy, and he was a hitting guy. That was his shtick, right? He was a hitting dude. What is Gabe Kapler? What did he come here as? Like a food guru or like Mr. Positivity?
He had coached half a season before, so we didn't know.
What is his thing though?
Why did we hire him? We hired Charlie because he was a baseball guy. He was a long-time baseball guy. What if Gabe was just like a pretty face with some muscles?
And then the new school, the new trend analytic directive of, teams. Like, that's kind of what it was. I don't know.
How's that working out?
Not great so far, Zach.
Right.
Always building his players up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the positive emotional intelligence he displays. I think that's why. I don't know why else.
Yeah, I have nothing else.
How's that like Richard Simmons positivity working out for us?
Not great.
And sometimes you got to be tough on people. You got to the Bryce Harper's world. I'm still a big Bryce Harper guy. I think he brings a lot other than baseball to this town. He brings the whole Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard persona. Big baseball stuff again. I think it's a great thing, and I think he's going to come into his own. I actually agree with Mike. I think we need to give him a year to, settle in and get his feet back under him, and then,
yeah.
If he doesn't perform next year, that's it,
Yeah. Zach, I saw a quote yesterday that actually has a lot to do with Gabe and this Philly season, and it's constant positivity is a form of avoidance.
I totally agree. Like I said, you can't will it. You can't will something to be better. You can... Yeah, we're going to be great. It just doesn't work that way. You need results, and especially in a business to where, you could get fired tomorrow. It doesn't work,
Yeah, no question.
And, just real quick on the Eagles, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm still worried about this. I love Carson. I'm not a Folesian Society guy. Love Carson, but what are we going to... We're really in, in Nate Sudfeld we trust, or what are we doing?
Yeah. Well, it's a fair point.
It is.
They know him better than we do. They put the second round tenure on him. They believe in him. I can't say I've seen a ton from Sudfeld to this point where I'm like, yeah, but they see him every day. I don't.
And listen, I'm not one of these guys. I'm not, a conspiracy theorist or anything. I just think Kaepernick could help out our team. I didn't, like I said, I'm a vet. I didn't care about the kneeling of the flag thing. If that's how you want to do it, that's your God-given right. The only thing I had an issue with was the whole pig sock thing.
I agree with you there.
You didn't see Martin Luther King walking down a road with pig socks on. You know what I mean? He did it tastefully and he got his point across.
Right, Zach. Listen, do you have tickets to FanFest?
Actually, I don't.
Would you like a pair?
I sure would.
All right, hold the line, and we'll take care of that, buddy. No problem. Yeah, I look. I'm of the ilk that if you have to bring in somebody to back up Carson Wentz, you get the best possible candidates you can. Make sure it's a good fit. The side stuff, notwithstanding, it's football, and you gotta. Now, Trey, you've been in locker rooms plenty of times. Does a guy's reputation, and I put that in air quotes, precede him or cause any cause for concern? Start any cause for concern among players if he should come in?
No, I don't think so. Everybody knows what they're getting into. I mean, as long as he comes in and does what he needs to do, he's not one of those guys that's a jerk. When they come into the locker room, then, hey, you'll fit in just fine. I don't think that, everything that he did a couple years back, and we're talking about Man, never mind. It blew my mind. I sit up here thinking about this toughos.net.
You can't get that out of your mind today. Right, yeah, toughos.net is like in the forefront of most of your minds today.
Yeah, so, you know, Kaepernick. That's, yeah. So I don't think if you were to bring in Kaepernick, I don't think, you know, what he was about a couple years back would mess up the locker room.
Yeah. The only thing is Kaepernick and Malcolm Jenkins did have that. Because Kaepernick and Eric Reed were kind of together in the Players Coalition, and they ended up butting heads with Malcolm because of the way they thought he handled it. But I don't think it would be an issue.
No.
Yeah, I think your locker room's mature enough to handle it.
Especially Malcolm. I think he's a pretty mature dude. He wouldn't let that get
there. Yeah, and with a Doug Peterson, I think he'd be fine. Mike in Charleston, South Carolina. What's going on, Mike?
Heat down here, man.
Love Charleston.
Yeah, one of my favorite cities.
I think, you need to come down here all the time, man. It's nice. It's nice in the fall and the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And the summer, if you like the beach. Plenty of golf and food. Uh-huh. I'm excited. I think getting Charlie Manuel back is good for the team for the rest of the year. I don't know about what's going to happen next year. I'm going to the game Thursday night. My son used to work at a Publix making subs, and a customer would come in all the time from I worked for Jacksonville, and he knew my son was a Eagles fan, so he just gave us some tickets to the game tomorrow night. So,
oh, nice.
I know it's not going to be a great game because he's playing, but I've never been to the Eagles game. Been to some games at the Vet, never been up there since I was a teenager. But so we're excited. You know, he turned 21 yesterday, so we're heading down there tomorrow afternoon and going to enjoy the game and have some beer for the first time.
Yeah, I'm sure it's his first time, right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
What are you looking for from the Eagles tomorrow night, Mike? Anything in particular?
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.